Hello, these are some more impressions from Captain Scott's journal for today, the 4th of February, from exactly 100 years ago. The deep, dreamless sleep that follows the long march and the satisfying supper. The surface crust which breaks with a snap and sinks with a snap, startling men and animals. Custom robs it of dread, but not of interest to the dogs, who come to imagine such sounds as a result of some strange freak of hidden creatures. They become all alert and spring from side to side, hoping to catch the creature. The hope clings in spite of continual disappointment. A dog must be either eating, asleep, or interested. His eagerness to snatch at interest, to chain his attention to something, is almost pathetic. The monotony of marching kills him. This is the fearfulest difficulty for the dog driver on a snow plain, without leading marks or objects in sight. The dog is almost human in its demand for living interest, yet fatally less than human in its inability to foresee. The dog lives for the day, the hour, even the moment. The human being can live and support discomfort for a future.